ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। इज एवरीवन ओके? यू कैन कम इन द फ्रंट सीट्स बिकॉज ऑल द सोफास आर एम्प्टी फॉर यू। दोस्त डोंट नीड ट्रांसलेशन कैन कम। दोस्त नीड ट्रांसलेशन सिट वेर एवर यू आर। इज ट्रांसलेशन ओके? ओके ओके। We all know the motto of Brahma Kumaris. Do you know what is the motto of the Brahma Kumaris? Self transformation bring world transformation. That is what we tell people. When we change, world change. And the purpose of our adopting this knowledge in our life is also for self-change. Because we know that we can't change anybody else. Only change we can bring is in ourselves. Now, transformation can happen in three ways. First is change itself. Change. So when we come to Baba, we change. We change our lifestyle, we change our routine, we change our habits. This inspiration to bring change comes on the basis of some type of positive understanding, some kind of realization, what is good, what is bad, some influence of the company, and some effect of the atmosphere. So we change if we are people who wake up late. Before we start waking up early, we become vegetarians. But change itself is not enough. That is external. Change is external. But change is also reversible. You know, just like we have four seasons in the year, and the change in the season is reversible. In the sense, next year it is the same thing that comes back. Change itself is not the final answer. The second step is transformation. So with the power of knowledge, we bring change. But we need to convert knowledge into power. To transform. So that means we need to have power of yoga. Yoga in the form of fire. To transform ourselves. Now we all know that when something is put in the fire, it transforms. The color, the texture, the quality of the object totally transforms. So we need to practice yoga on a deeper level to bring transformation, not just in our habit. Change happens in the habit, but transformation in the sanskara. That is very important. And the third step is even more deeper, what we call it as metamorphosis. A caterpillar transforming into butterfly. So for that you need power of silence. How a butterfly changes, caterpillar changes into butterfly? You know, it disappears from the nature. And builds a cocoon in which it gets lost. And one day it just appears, comes out of the cocoon as a beautiful, colorful being flying with wings. So that means we become from Shudra to Brahmin, from Brahmins to angels. So ask yourself, you are in which stage? Change of habits, transforming sanskara, or total renewal, metamorphosis. So just to bring transformation, today we are talking about transformation of sanskaras, not just habit. Habit can be reversible, but sanskaras, once transformed, it is transformed. So transformation of sanskaras is real transformation that can be seen practically in our interaction within the family. So we can go through that process of transformation of the self in 7 steps. So the first step is self-awareness, Swasmriti. Smriti awareness plays a very important role in transformation. So the more I have true self-awareness, the more I become embodiment, Smriti Swarup. Transform the Smriti into Samarth Swarup. Powerful awareness, transformation begins. That means that I need to recall, return to my eternal, original awareness of the soul. How I was in the soul world, how I was in the beginning of the cycle, my eternal original form, my eternal original stage, and my eternal original qualities. So the more I embody all this, the more I become that awareness itself. So I just need to have attention to keep the awareness constant. How to make my awareness powerful, how to embody, keep the awareness constant. And that is possible with practice and attention. Awareness, attention, and practice helps you to embody the self, true self-awareness. That is the first step. Then the second step is the stage. As is your awareness, so is your stage, Swastiti. Our stage plays an important role in Brahmin life. Only when we are in our original stage of the self, we can play a hero role. So, awareness creates the stage. So my effort is to be seated on the stage of the self. awareness of the original self, who am I? Originally divine, eternally godly. So my form, my qualities are divine originally. So how do you know your stage is powerful than the external situation that comes outside? Two words Baba uses, sthiti and paristhiti. Paristhiti means something coming from outside. So if situation, circumstances shape my stage, that means the situation is powerful. But if I am able to transform the situation with my swasthiti, my stage is powerful. So transformation in my stage. You know, before I may be shaking, upheaval, fear, doubt, all kinds of shaking. But now I am more stable, unshakable, immovable. Let the situation come and go. I am not affected. So the stage I need to transform. And in order to transform the stage, what I need to teach myself is swachintan. Positive thoughts for myself, original self. Because we all are thinking beings. Thinking is inevitable. You can't stop. But, you know, thoughts are inevitable. Thinking is optional. Thoughts are constantly there. But you have a choice to think. So if you want to transform yourself, you have to change your way of thinking. When your pattern of thinking has changed, it shows you are transforming. You are on the process of transformation. But if I have the same type of thoughts in the same situation with the same speed, my old sanskara, old habits are continuing. So I know the transformation happening within myself when I have positive thoughts about myself. That is why Baba keeps telling us, stop thinking waste about others. Opposite to swachintan is parachintan. So mind your own business. Don't worry about others. And you think and do alike and become an example. So the third step is we have to pay a lot of attention to the quality of thoughts, speed of thoughts. So if you are swasmriti, awareness of the self is right. If your stage is positive, then your speed of thoughts will be slow. Quality of thoughts will be elevated and powerful. And how do I know my thoughts are powerful and elevated? It gets accomplished. Powerful thoughts get accomplished with some patience in between. So the third step for transformation of the self is actually a swachintan. You know, original thoughts, positive thoughts about the self. It is not selfish. It is about thinking what I was, what I am, and what I will be. In a way, you know, it is like having the vision. What Baba says sometimes becomes Swadarshan Chakradhari. So Swachintan is very much connected with spinning of the cycle of self-realization. Your mind and intellect is constantly spinning the thoughts of what you were in the golden age, what you are now, and what you will be. So automatically you become what you think. So this is why it is very important to have Swachintan, habit of Swachintan. The proof of that is I always ascend. If you are having positive thoughts about yourself, about others, the proof is you are ascending at every step. That means growing in Brahmin life, moving forward. It's a healthy sign. You know, growing in Brahmin family is a healthy sign, isn't it? If you get midget, don't grow backward or forward. So that means something not right. You know, some Brahmins feel that way sometime. They become stagnant. Neither moving forward nor moving backward. Don't know. Like a stagnant water. So that means my thoughts are more towards others than myself. I must change. So that is why the fourth step after when we practice Swachintan, we begin to develop self-respect, Swaman. It is very, very important to transform myself. I must have respect for myself. You know, we are not perfect, yes, yes, we are not perfect yet, but we are not that bad as we think about ourselves. We are not so good as we think, but we are not as bad as we think. You know, Baba's vision has fallen on us, and Baba has seen some speciality, and he has picked me out of so many millions of souls in the world. So I have some good qualities. So what it means to have self-respect? It's not just to know your speciality only. You must know your speciality, but at the same time you identify your weaknesses. So you will have the humility balanced with your intoxication of the speciality. Many Brahmins, you know, think that to have self-respect means just to praise myself, you know, give myself the credit, have, you know, estimate myself in a positive way. That is okay. But we must also look at the other side. So I also need to change myself in certain aspects. I am good at some things, but I also need to improve. So that humility for changing the self helps me to pick good qualities from everyone. So self-respect is very, very important for self-transformation. You know, if I don't have self-respect, I will not transform myself. Because if somebody corrects me for my mistake or if somebody point out my weaknesses, I will react. I get upset. I get disturbed because I thought I am the best in the world. So that ego makes me fall. So transformation happens when you have balance of respect and humility. So when you have self-respect, you also have humility. And the proof is that you respect others. Those who have respect for themselves, they respect others. So I am not all that bad. You know, that is why we say don't underestimate yourself. Don't overestimate. Because if you underestimate yourself, you got inferiority complex. You may go into depression. I am nothing, you know, I don't know to do anything. Like in bhakti, we are taught, you know, go in front of God and say, I am a sinner, I am a cheat, I am a, you know, all kinds of defect we used to talk about ourselves in front of God. And that was considered as humility. Oh, this person is so humble. But inside, that person got lot of ego. You know, how do you know you have ego? You get feeling of being disrespected with slight things. You expect respect from everyone. And if you are disrespected slightly, you get affected. So it is opposite to self-respect, self-ego. So I need to practice to transform myself, to make every title that Baba has given me as a seat, and practice remain seated on that seat and operate my life. For example, I am Master Almighty Authority. That is one title Baba gives us, we all know. Baba is Almighty Authority and I am Master Almighty Authority. This is not ego, this is self-respect. So when I am seated on that seat means awareness and conduct myself, my mind, my intellect, my sanskara will obey my order. Because I am the king. I am the sovereign. I have respect for myself. They obey me. They cooperate with me. So I will not allow the old sanskara to influence my mind, conscious mind. I don't need to suppress my intellect. So I get the cooperation from the mind, intellect and sanskara. I am able to emerge whatever sanskara I want at whichever time in my life and use them accordingly. All powers are also cooperative. Whichever power you need, that power will obey your order because you are seated in your seat of being a king, master, mastery over the self. So this is something we should always practice. You know, seated on the seat of self-respect. So you remember the four steps? One is self-awareness, then the stage, and then positive thoughts of the original self, and then swaman, which is self-respect. And now, what I was talking just now, swarajya adhikari, self-sovereign. I need to be the ruler of myself. So far, mind, intellect, sanskaras were ruling me. So I lost everything. I lost my stage. I lost my virtues. I became a pauper. So to regain my kingdom, I have to practice being a self-sovereign. Master, self-mastery. So for this only, I need to practice the awareness of the self constantly. You know, Brahma Baba practiced I am a soul, this awareness, for 14 years constantly. In the beginning, there was nothing. Thing, but just that awareness, I am a soul. Anybody, he will see, this one is a soul, this one is a soul. So he never saw anybody's body. So that soul conscious awareness allowed him to attain mastery over the self. See, we all have, because we come in the cycle of 84 births, we all have three sets of sanskaras within us. Eternal sanskara, that is the sanskara when I was with Shiv Baba in the soul world. Then called original sanskara as a deity in golden and silver age. And then from copper age, we have acquired sanskaras of Ravan. Lust, greed, anger, attachment, ego. So we got three sets of sanskara. So what it means to transform myself? Return to my original eternal sanskara. Emerge my original eternal sanskara. So for that I have to allow my mind, intellect to cooperate with me. Because mind is, you know, subconscious mind is very smart. You can become little lazy, careless, it will pop up. The old sanskaras will pop up. And does its work, influence the intellect also. They two together start working. You know, when Baba talks about Maya, what is Maya? Maya is old sanskara, interfering in our effort. Old sanskara, it could be different in different souls. Maya is our weaknesses. It's not anything coming from anywhere. Maya is forgetfulness. When I have forgotten, I am a soul, that is Maya. When you have forgotten you are a soul, what you are? Body. And what is body consciousness? Five vices. So I have to really work on being a self-sovereign, self-mastery over myself. I have to talk to my mind, my intellect, my sanskara. That's why Brahma Baba used to suggest, and he did it himself even in his Agyan life, every morning the best way to become a self-sovereign for self-transformation is every morning after Amrit Vela, call all your, all your kingdom, your ministers, your subjects, your servants, and give them duty. Assign duties to them. Mind, what you should think today. Intellect, where should you go today? Which sanskara I will emerge? What the sense organs should see, should think, should hear, you know? So assign duties to them. And during the day, you just sit in your seat as a king and supervise whether they are obeying your orders or not. And at night, what do? You call a court to check whether they have done the duty or not. And if they have not obeyed, give punishment. How will you punish your subjects, your servants, your ministers? Suppose if your mouth has deceived you today, how will you punish your mouth? You go on a silence one day. So I have to train myself to transform myself. We have created the habit, sanskara, for 63 births, 2,500 years. It's so, so strong. It's so, so deep. To erase them, to burn them, first of all, I need to realize I have it. And then I must have unlimited disinterest. This is very important to transform your habit, your sanskara. You need to have disinterest, unlimited disinterest. Then only you can renounce them. If you renounce something without having disinterest, it will come back to you. So I need to do some homework, give some time in solitude, in silence to look at myself, how this sanskara, maya, comes in the form of sanskaras, like Baba said, it comes in the form of a mouse, blow, bite and go away. So the subconscious mind becomes conscious mind when I am body conscious, and it will make you do things and then disappear. After that you regret, why I did that? Because the intellect gets awakened after you have done it. Mind, conscious mind, subconscious mind suppresses your intellect. At that time, you don't realize. But after that, you realize and then you regret. But it is too late. But how many times will you regret? One time, second time? There must be limit for regret also, right? So this is why I need to have controlling power and ruling power in order to become a sovereign over the self. Controlling power over my mind, intellect, sanskara. When I say mind, stop, stop. When I say start, start. That is called controlling power. Ruling power over my sense organs and senses. I should be knowing which one to use at what time. So that I am not deceived. I am not in deception. So that is the fifth aspect. For transforming, you need to be a self-master. If you are a subject, you cannot transform. You need to be a master and order your kingdom to obey your order. So I need to have attention on myself. Now the sixth one is what is called realization, which is very important aspect. Until you realize your original eternal sanskara, you cannot transform. You cannot create an attitude of unlimited disinterest towards your Ravan sanskara. Yeah? So I need to have realization to see me with the real eye. Realization means to see me with the real eye. So when I am able to see me with the real eye, I can see my eternal sanskara, original sanskara, and in comparing to that, I will have disinterest for this acquired Ravan sanskara of vices. So I must go through that stage. I must create disinterest. You see, Dadi Prakashmani used to say, we all have created disinterest in three aspects in Brahmin life. For our own body, we don't have any attachment, we don't have any kind of attraction. Then disinterest towards bodily relationship, from experience and seeing the experience of others, we also have disinterest for bodily relation, no attachment. Then thirdly, worldly objects made out of matter. We also now have disinterest for them because they are non-living, perishable. Now the fourth one is missing. That is why transformation is not happening. And that is transformation of our deep-rooted sanskara. So when each one of us realizes our deep-rooted sanskara and then transformation is real. So for that only I need to have disinterest. First of all, I need to identify. No, generally we say acquired sanskaras are seven vices: lust, greed, anger, attachment, ego, laziness and fear. But each one of us may have our own strong personality. So far, what we have been doing was, we were denying, you know, there was self-denial. You know, when somebody used to tell us, you have this sanskara. No, I don't think I have. You are just telling me like that. We used to defend ourselves. There was self-denial. So there was no transformation. So now I need to accept, first of all, identify which is that deep sanskara that comes on the surface every now and then that stops my progress, and then create disinterest towards it. I don't want it anymore. I have had enough of sorrow. So with deep love for Baba, you need to have both. You need to have fire of yoga on one side and unlimited disinterest on the other side. These two has to happen together for transformation. You know, one side, deep love and attainments of Baba. So Baba has given me so many attainments. Baba has given me so much love. Begin to count on that side. Begin to ignite the fire of love. And then on the other side, create disinterest. Baba, I really don't want it. I had it until today. I admit. I accept. But from today, I don't want it. You know, just that kind of realization from the heart. You know, just like you have a thorn in your feet. You are walking with that thorn for a long time with pain. Neither you want to remove the thorn nor you want to be free from pain. You were complaining about pain because of the thorn. So doctor suggested you remove that thorn. It is also painful. you know. So we just kept it. And now it is time, even though it is painful, I must remove it. If you don't know to remove it, take assistance from someone who is experienced, just like we go to doctor, but don't keep it on. Because you cannot move faster, you cannot fly with that, having that defect in your feet, you know, feet of your intellect. So the sixth step of transformation is realization from the heart. So when I ignite the fire of love and also the attitude of unlimited disinterest, it is like going into deep silence, not to say anything. Just deep silence, just like a caterpillar, you know, disappears in the cocoon. So I just go into the womb of God. That is like a cocoon for me, for transformation. Try this time in Madhuban. And stay there. Just like the butterfly, the caterpillar stayed in the cocoon. The nature did the work. Here the nature, no, God will do his work. Forgive. Forgive. It's not your asking, but it's the feelings. So in that experience, you are born new in the womb of God. So this time you experience that, going into the cocoon of God, womb of God, and stay there for 1 week, 15 days. Enjoy the power of silence and let God feed you with his non-physical food, love, power, whatever, and with his non-physical relationship. That is what the soul needs. So I will be totally energized and empowered. And then before you go from here, you come out of the cocoon as what? Angels. And when you return to your places, people won't recognize you. Hey, who you are? I don't need to say anything. Butterfly don't speak. So let God do his work. You know, but you just need to realize that you had that sanskara, you had that weakness, and now I don't want it. I have disinterest for it from the heart, not from the head. You know, realization is also of two types. Some realize from the head and some realize from the heart. So this is like, experience forgiveness from God, at the same time, the power of yoga, the fire has incinerated and I have become my original self. And this has happened, this transformation has happened in me. I cannot give certificate to myself. Self-appreciation is no recommendation. So the family has to give certificate. Oh, this person, this time she come back from Madhuban totally changed. Because in our interaction, you know, sanskaras emerge, isn't it? Habits emerge. But no more sanskara, all burnt. Only godly sanskaras are there. Only that will emerge. People can see that you have really brought the transformation. So the purpose of coming to Madhuban is to transform myself. No, Madhuban, coming to Madhuban is like being in the batti. They will announce sometimes today we have batti. That is batti in the batti. Double batti. But being here itself is already batti. Batti means what? Intense. When you are practicing something constantly intense, that is called batti. So you can go in batti. You know, you came as a caterpillar and will you return as a? How you want to return? Butterfly. Everybody likes butterfly. Butterfly means angel. So, such transformation happens possible only when I have determination. Everything happens with one thought. You know? So, if you create that thought tonight and practice allowing, not just to say, oh Baba, you do. No. You realize, you know, accept without any self-denial, this is what I want to transform. Then you will see the magic of God working on you. And it is through different souls you get all kinds of ingredients. Whatever classes you hear, whatever atmosphere you are exposed to, consider all of them as ingredients for your transformation. And being in the womb, cocoon, allow God to do His work. Don't interfere. Then you see the magic. So I think Madhuban is called the land of transformation. Because it is the land of tapasya. Where there is tapasya, there is heat. And where there is heat, there is transformation. So create that kind of intensive feeling in yourself. If I don't do in Madhuban this exercise this time, I will never be able to do it. Because we never know next year we can come or not. We are here this year. We have arrived, we make the maximum use of it, right? So that is why it is very important to create a kind of timetable for myself and make use of every second, every minute in a worthwhile way. Because even otherwise, Baba says the confluence age time, 1 second is equal to 1 year of the future. So I'm not wasting 1 second, but I'm losing 1 year. So you have all the facilities here, atmosphere, company, experience, and timetable, a routine. A set routine which you can just follow. And in that way, you can bring whatever transformation you want. And that is why Baba says, even those who have come late, they can go fast and become first. No numbers are declared yet. Anybody can take any number. Provided my transformation is matching with my aim. What did Baba say on Sunday's Murali? What is the formula Baba gave to become Vapsaman? Make your aim and qualification equal. That itself is called becoming equal to Father. You set an aim every morning, and you see the qualification doing things accordingly during the day. And check at night to what extent I have become Vapsaman today. My thoughts should match with my words. My words should match with tally with my action. So that is Bhav Saman. When my thoughts, words, action become Saman, I am Bhav Saman. Is that too difficult? So for that you have to teach yourself to think less. Everything starts here, right? So think less, think slowly, and think positive. Think only that you want to speak. And speak only that you want to do. This is the method to make this formula practical. To make thought, words, actions identical, this is the method. Think less, think slowly, think positive, think only that you want to speak. And speak only that you want to do. So automatically, it's okay. You have to be quiet. Okay? Don't disturb other people. You have to be quiet. Okay? It's okay. Don't worry. So she's a little bit emotional. Doesn't matter. She will be okay. So make thought, words, actions identical so that when others see you, they can see that you are coming closer and closer to Baba. Huh? Is that possible? So in that way, we are able to see we are attaining self-mastery also. And we don't have to think a lot here. Other people are thinking for us. What to cook, what to feed you, what program to make for you, where you should go. So we don't have to worry. So this evening we start what? Going into God's cocoon and stay there until at least Bhav Dada comes on the 30th. Try until then. Today is 28th. Baba is coming day after tomorrow. 48 hours. Experiment. Whether if you can manage, then you will enjoy Baba's meeting also. Okay? So now Gyan Sarovar Nivasi Sevadaris are also joining for meditation. So we will meditate together for 1 hour until 7:30. So you can stand 1 minute. Just make yourself warm and stretch your hands and feet little bit. Wherever you are, so that you feel warm and fresh. Stretch your hands and feet little bit. You get warm and relax little bit. Breathe in, breathe out, and make yourself feel fresh. Because you have to sit 1 hour. Right? Alright? You're okay? Okay. Sit down. So let us fly to Baba and be with Baba for the whole time. Om Shanti.